All right.
Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
I'm looking at some statistics here, Gary, and tell me if these are correct. Is it true that a number like 91% of children in a split are automatically awarded to the mother?
As recognized in responding affidavit by the Family Advocate's Office in the Van Ginkel Lowe Fabian et al. Case at the Equality Court.
All right. And this, in a recent survey, it was found that between 50 and 74% of fathers are either partially or totally alienated from their child or children. Is this true?
That was done in a survey by us, and we are trying to gather that information so that when we go to court, we want to be dealing in fact.
All right, and how's this fact? Yes. Is this fact true that it is in excess of 52% of protection orders are issued on false, fake, or non-existent evidence?
Correct. And we do know, and we have had mothers telling us this, that they are advised by their lawyers to go and make spurious claims against the father. That father, by the time he figures out that he has right, can spend anything upwards of 18 months defending the action, bearing in mind that if I lie or perjure myself in court, it is a criminal offense. And we know that the courts in South Africa simply will not prosecute a female in this instance if she perjures herself.
How many times do you think that the women are just using the kids as collateral and it's a way to get back at this man? Or how many times do you really feel like the mom is going, I can raise this child better, and that the dad, yes, he wants to be there and he wants to play, you know, he wants to be cool, but he's not a father.
So I'm dealing with two cases right now. In the one instance, the father is just being told, go away, pay maintenance, and just leave us the hell alone.
Sure, that's hard.
Parents don't understand the emotional and psychological damage that they do to themselves by going through the legal justice system. The legal justice system, by default, it is designed to have a winner and a loser.
What do you think the psychological impact is on a child who doesn't understand why dad isn't seeing them?
So in girls, you will find early promiscuity. They will be placing themselves in dangerous situations, looking for the father that they never had. They experiment sexually far earlier than they should. Both sides experience educational problems if they deny contact with their father. Boys are more likely to experiment with drugs, alcohol. They are more generally inclined to be involved in petty and violent crime. They are more likely to join gangs. Why? Because they are looking for the father figure. So the gang leader then becomes the de facto father.
I must actually tell you that last week on Kerry's Couch, I spoke to an ex-Cape Town gang member who said exactly that. His dad was involved in drugs. His dad was not present. And he actually said that I felt like these older guys in the gang felt like a dad to me. There was someone to lead me, someone who seemed like they cared. And
correct.
You know, you just want to feel like you care. And I also just wanted to ask you, you know, in a situation like a very good friend who's such a phenomenal dad, and I cannot tell you how great a dad he is. He and his now ex-wife have split, and it's just another situation that when she's angry with him, then you're not going to see the child. This is the child's mother. She's blocking you out. You're a great dad. You love your child. Your heart is paining, just like anyone who loses a child. If someone needs help, if they want to contact Fathers for Justice, or if they want to donate, because I know that you're running off a volunteer space, you're running off donations. How does someone get hold of Fathers for Justice?
Okay, we've taken fathers through a process of mourning the loss of their living children.
My gosh, my heart. I just
okay, so we do that. Okay, Kerry, email is info@f4j.co.za. The website is www.f4j.co.za. On the website, there is a link through to a WhatsApp page. Can I just point out, we do assist mothers, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the parents, it's about the children. Yeah, I mean, like we're dealing with a couple right now, so yeah.
Sure, Gary De Silva, I'm very grateful. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Kerry, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.